Pat Brady, Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs. Of course, you may remember him as the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, federal state prosecutor, done a lot of great things. And Pat, we appreciate you hopping on as always, my friend.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I wanted to just kind of touch on the Supreme Court case that came down. Well, it really wasn't a case. It was just they're not going to take on this California redistricting after they also upheld the Texas redistricting. Every time I talk about the redistricting, it just makes me so angry in general at everybody for where we have gotten to this point and this little tit for tat that is going on, which is understandable when one side does one thing, the other side feels like it has to respond, and we keep on going. What's your take on all of this?
Yeah, I agree with you. And the bigger problem is the way they draw the political maps itself. And a lot of, I know this bores people, but the reality is elected officials choose their legislative districts. So they gerrymander them. They rig them so they're going to win. And what's happened in this country at the congressional level is these seats have been so gerrymandered because the politicians are making the decisions on the districts that there's heavy Democrat districts and then there's heavy Republican districts. So there's no middle districts or very few left in this country. So we get this, I think, contributes a lot to the division we have, because when you run for office, if you're running as a Republican, you run to the right and win the primary. You don't have to worry about running a general election, winning a general election. So it's the same for the Democrats. So the whole process itself is a problem. And what we've seen in the last couple months with states redrawing their map. In California, they had an independent commission set up to do this. They're probably the gold star system for doing it. They threw that away for political reasons.
Right. Well, in fairness, they were responding to Texas, which in a mid-cycle threw theirs away, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. It's like, I hate when one, you were not doing this, Pat, but when people say, they try and post one post of like, well, look at these Democratic gerrymandered states are the ones that do this. We're just getting even as Republicans. And then when Republicans do it, Democrats throw their hands up in the air as if they've never done it themselves. And they have, like, we are all just like so dishonest about it. Like both, this is a pox on both our houses.
It's horrible. That was not my intent, John.
No.
It's all bad. And it's horrible. And this is typically done, another kind of data point. You typically do this in census years, right? You do it every 10 years. They're doing this in between the 10 years just for solely to pick up political seats. It's horrible. And how does this serve anybody? It wastes all this time focusing on getting reelected, not focusing on issues that we care about.
Yeah. I like that you pointed out that it's not just the number of seats, but it's how they're drawn to be these 70-30 districts where you don't even allow swings in elections. We talk about blue waves and red waves. They're all very muted these days because there's just simply the playing ground is so limited, the fighting ground, I guess you could say. And it serves nobody's interest to be able to do that. What is it? Is it do a pack of states? I thought it was very brave what Indiana did and standing up and saying, we're not going to do this. And I wish that Illinois would have outright said, well, we aren't either because Indiana didn't. I actually think that a pact between certain groups of states to stand up to this on either side would benefit everybody.
Yeah, I agree completely. And it's actually politically very popular to be opposed to this redistricting, this process and political nonsense when politicians engage in that, like we're seeing in Texas and California. It's really not very popular politically, but they want to control the United States House of Representatives, and that's what they're going to do to keep it.
Do you think there should be any future in which we harness the power of AI to draw these maps? Maybe they spit out a couple options and still humans look over it, but the actual independent commissions, I think they do as good a job as they can, but now, there's still political biases in everyone, and I don't know if we're at a point where we can trust that that even an independent commission can strip away their personal feelings. Do you think that some data points could be plugged in and figure out a way to do this digitally?
I think there are states that do it that way, and it shouldn't be in the hands of the people who are drawing the maps there for their own interests. I don't care when they say independent commissions. Nothing's ever independent. They're appointed there.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's always a political agenda, but I think it has been done, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe Iowa does it that way.
Oh, maybe. And they have pretty competitive races.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they do. They do, but it's different. you get there. There's another Supreme Court case that's coming down probably pretty quickly, which is going to change a lot of things too, on protecting majority minority districts, meaning there should be certain districts that represent minority communities. And it sounds like the Supreme Court might be throwing that out, which is going to lead to more bad behavior and probably a lot more seats for the Republicans. Now, I don't know when that decision is going to come down. It's probably going to be too late for this cycle, but that's going to be another huge issue.
Right. The argument for the plaintiffs there was not that there wasn't a place and a time where you wanted to ensure that minority representation was in place, but their argument before the Supreme Court that time has passed, that things are now swaying the other way. It's a fair argument to make. It was an interesting discussion. I don't know if I agree with it, but that's going to be a one that the Supreme Court is going to have to weigh pretty heavily.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating. I listened to some of the arguments, too, and some of the comments from the justices on that, hasn't that time passed? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, I will always say this on my Saturday legal show. People should, as best that they can, I know we're all busy, either listen back to the oral arguments or read through some of these opinions. I think we would all behoove us to avoid the interpretations that end up coming on through a TV and radio or wherever you get your news. Read it yourself. I often find that there are things I agree with on both sides when I read something like that, and I always feel a little bit smarter at the end of reading those.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Actually, I'm listening to an audiobook right now, a thing on the Constitution, just to kind of refresh my brain on how it's actually supposed to work. You're like, yeah, I think everybody at some point should do that. But mine's narrated by Kevin Powell, though, so it's very powerful.
Oh, Kevin Powell on the Constitution?
Fear the bird, Pat. Fear the bird.
That's a great audiobook, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I got to remember that one. Powell's Constitutional Bites.
I should narrate more audiobooks.
Yeah. You should. You should do it.
There's three of them. There's three different, so they're all good.
Yeah, no, they are. Yeah, Powell on the Constitution. Powell on the Declaration of Independence and the Magna Carta. Powell, I appreciated the breakdown of that. That
Powell
was good.
On the birds. Fear the birds.
Fear
the
birds.
Last one.
Powell on Illinois State.
Pat Brady, I got to go. Thanks as always. We'll talk soon.
See you, John.
Yeah,
see you,
he's great.